God's love for us is truly amazing. A love that cost him everything, the death of his son, that we might have life. Please stand and sing of that love together now. Amazing love.
Let us pray that we may recognise the presence of Christ. Father, help us to keep in mind that Christ, our Saviour, lives with you in glory and promised to remain with us until the end of time. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, your Son, Jesus Christ, has promised that you will hear us when we ask in faith. Receive the prayers we offer. We give thanks for how you have revealed yourself to us through your word. We thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit and for the life, death, and resurrection of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, without whom we would remain in ignorance of you. We pray for Christians in other countries, especially where there is suffering, danger, and persecution, and for the missionaries who have dedicated their lives to sharing the gospel across the nations. We ask particularly for safety in Hong Kong right now as tensions again rise around autonomy from China. We ask that you will provide wisdom to those in authority around the world as they navigate their countries through these difficult times. Give to all peoples a desire for righteousness and peace, with the will to work together in trust, to seek the common good, and to share with justice the resources of the earth. Father, hear our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord. Strengthen your people for their witness and work in the world. Fill your ministers with your spirit, that they may faithfully preach the gospel and administer your holy sacraments. Unite in the truth all who confess your name, that we may live together in love and proclaim your glory in all the world. Father, hear our prayer.
Through Jesus Christ
our Lord. Sovereign Lord, you are the hope and healer of your people and promised a world where there is no more sickness or crying or death. By your death and resurrection, you have set your people free from the penalty of sin and death. We pray your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Please prosper the work of those who are seeking a vaccine for the coronavirus. Please strengthen those who are treating the sick. Please comfort those who are mourning the loss of loved ones or living in fear of this disease. Please give to the governing authorities the wisdom in management of this crisis and give to your people peace beyond understanding, generous and wise hearts, and a renewed trust in your sovereign goodness and glory. Turn the hearts of many experiencing fear and anxiety, that they may find that peace which only you can give, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We give thanks for Australia's management of the current health situation. We are grateful that you have seen so many people protected from this illness so far, and so many who have recovered. During these uncertain times for so many, Father, we ask for mercy for those who are feeling worthless and of little value, those elderly independents who have lost most of their community connections and opportunities to engage in meaningful pursuits, for those for whom even family visits have ceased due to fears about passing on this unseen virus to them. We ask for your strength to uphold them and see them through this. It is with great praise that we give thanks that Jean Steele has remained well and has now tested negative for coronavirus. We pray that her good health will continue for her and the other residents in Newmarch, and that they can soon see a full recovery and restoration to a more normal operation. And we are also grateful that Lynn is now home and rehabilitating. We praise you, Lord God, for your faithful servants in every age, and ask that we may share with them Christ's resurrection glory through his death and rising again for our salvation. Amen.
Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly of heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Well, at the heart of the Christian faith, life is active trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and his saving death for us. In this symbolic meal of the Lord's Supper, originating from Jesus, with his Last Supper, with his disciples, we express and deepen our trust in him as we eat and drink with our brothers and sisters in Christ. The Lord's Supper is an outward and visible sign of the grace shown to us in Christ. As we share bread and wine together, we are invited to feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving. We are faced again with God's love for the unworthy, and we are strengthened by faith in the one whose body was given and whose blood was shed for us. So come then with heartfelt repentance and genuine trust in the Lord Jesus, realizing the profound significance of sharing in this life and saying together, "We do not presume to come to your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your boundless goodness and mercy. We are not even worthy to eat the crumbs under your table, but you are the same, Lord, always rich in mercy. Enable us by faith to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that we may be cleansed from sin and forever dwell in him and he in us. Amen. Well, if you're sitting with someone at home, turn to them, or if you're on your own, we send this greeting to you. We are the body of Christ. His Spirit is with us. The peace of the Lord be always with you and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. He is worthy of all praise. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honour and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Therefore, with all those gathered around your throne in heaven, we lift our voices to praise you, saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. We praise you especially for your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, who by his death on the cross and rising to new life offered the one true sacrifice for sin and obtained an eternal deliverance for his people. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive praise and honour and glory and power forever and ever. We thank you, Father, that on the night before he died, Jesus took bread. And when he had given you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the meal, he took the cup. And again giving you thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Therefore, Father, we thank you for these gifts of bread and wine, and we pray that we who eat and drink them, believing our Saviour's word, may be partakers of his body and blood. To Jesus Christ, who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Come, let us eat and drink in remembrance that Christ died for us, and feed on him in your heart by faith with thanksgiving. Lord and Heavenly Father, in your loving kindness, accept our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Grant that by the merits and death of your Son, Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and your whole church may receive forgiveness of our sins and all other benefits of his passion. With gratitude for all your mercies, we offer ourselves to you as a living sacrifice, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Today, when it comes to the announcements, I simply draw your attention to the newsletter if you can read the announcements that are in there. Thank you.
Well, our time together today has given us an opportunity to remember the great love of God offered to all people who will put their trust in the risen Lord Jesus Christ. That is a marvellous and wonderful thing, something to ponder afresh for those who have placed their trust in Jesus, or something you might like to consider doing as we stand and sing our final song, I Stand Amazed. Whatever this coming week might hold for us, we can face it in the confidence knowing that salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Praise and glory, wisdom and thanks, honour, power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.